The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Social media giant Meta is to cut up to 350 jobs from its Irish workforce as part of the company's latest round of global job losses that will see it shed thousands of roles worldwide. Meta, which owns Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp, began notifying workers around the world about the layoffs earlier today, beginning with staff in its Asian hub in Singapore. Well, Donald O'Donoghue is Managing Director at Sanderson Recruitment and joins me in studio now to discuss this. So what was anticipated was 10%. Cuts. It's now 20% to Irish workforce, 10% globally. So 8,000 jobs. And what's really interesting about this, I think, Donal, is that it's kind of across the board.
It is across the board. So as you said, this started at 4 a.m. this morning, actually, in Singapore, where employees there received notifications, email notifications to work from home and that there were cuts coming. And as you said, Meta is one of the largest tech firms in the world. It's 80,000 employees and there are about 8,000 roles at risk. So in Ireland, that's 350 jobs or 20% of the workforce here. And you have to bear in mind as well that this comes after the Irish headcount has already been cut by 40%. So it was 3,000 at the peak, cut down to 1,800, and now we're looking at another 350 roles.
So that's 1,500 jobs gone from there alone.
It's very significant. And the strange thing about this is usually when this happens, you know, it'll come around in earnings seasons where companies are trying to drive profitability. But the strange thing about this is Meta generates after-tax profits, net profits of $60 to $70 billion a year. Now, the cuts that have been announced are a saving of $3 billion. And at the same time, Meta have announced that they're going to invest between $100 billion and $140 billion in AI, in data centers over the next number of years. So the cuts aren't about the investment in AI. It's pure optics for investors. Like, this saving equates to the equivalent of saving €3 if you go out on a night and spend 140 quid. So it's...
So it's changed to them. But do you think that tells us a lot about where the tech sector is heading? This, as you say, cut in a small number of jobs, but I mean, the big news to all of those employees, but this simultaneous heavy investing in AI still.
Absolutely. So what we're seeing is this isn't a cost-cutting exercise. This is strategy. This is basically the organisation. And the email that went out from the HR director basically said, we're now at the stage where many organizations can operate with a flatter structure, with smaller teams of pods that can move faster and with more ownership. In other words, they're saying, look, we're going to be more productive and you'll feel better rewarded in your work. But really what it's about is just flattening the organization, making it smaller, making it more profitable and investing big, betting big on AI.
Is that, though, in any way related to the fact that there's this sense that AI is able to replace a lot of those jobs?
Absolutely. Well, and we're seeing that across lots of different organisations. So we're seeing three things that's happening. The first thing that's happening is we're seeing workforce compression. So companies operating with fewer people because AI makes us more productive. The next thing we're seeing is capability concentration. So you have fewer roles, but they're higher impact roles. They're more productive. And then the smaller, then the third thing you have is smaller teams with higher output. So I think our view on it, so our company operates in Ireland, the UK, in Hong Kong and Singapore and Australia. And we see the next 2 to 3 years that there's going to be more and more of this kind of rationalizing. But it's actually, there's a couple of net positive effects because there's really good talent that's coming out of some of these tech giants like Meta. And they're then being quickly absorbed back into the labour market globally and adding value and accelerating growth in other companies. And then we're also seeing that the strange thing about this is there was a fear that AI was going to push down salaries. But we're actually seeing the opposite effect, that the roles that remain are very highly paid. And it's the roles, like a lot of the support roles, like customer support, recruiting, HR, and some of the more kind of graduate level roles are just being removed. And then that creates a risk, because if you don't have talent coming in at the entry level of your business, you've less capability over the years to come.
To go back to this Meta decision a moment, as I said, globally it's 10% of their workforce. In Ireland it's 20%, and we've already had a massive cut in the workforce here. Is Ireland becoming more exposed as a flexible labour base for these global tech firms?
I think that's a cultural issue, because I think what we're seeing is that where strategy doesn't sit in Ireland, Ireland becomes a victim to global strategy. So if, for example, you've got Mark Zuckerberg at the moment and he's calling this his year of efficiency strategy, where like what this is about is, as I said, it's optics. So if you're a publicly traded company and you want to say we're investing 100 billion into AI, there has to be a trade-off. So there has to be, okay, look, we're cutting 20% of our workforce. Even if it's only a $3 billion saving, it's about the optics. So what we're seeing for Ireland, and we're very grateful to have the FDI companies here that we have, but we're definitely seeing that we're subject to global strategy. Strategy doesn't sit here for these organisations.
Are there certain roles, however, that we are seeing AI coming from, or do you feel that actually the impact of AI is being overstated?
I don't think it's being overstated.
No.
We're seeing roles where there's repetition, where there's admin-focused roles, roles that are repetitive, that are easy to replace, they're being removed. The other thing that we're seeing, though, quite interestingly in organisations, not just in the big tech companies, but in all organisations, is we're seeing re-engineering and redesign of roles, because the change is happening so quickly. You can't go to hire for a position and take the job spec out of the filing cabinet that was there 5 years ago, because it's irrelevant. The roles have changed. And the organisations that are winning, albeit with smaller teams, are the ones that are redesigning the roles to say, where's the real human insight and value, and how do you automate and remove and use AI as an effective tool for the repetitive and administrative tasks?
But how many organisations in the country are in that position, and how many aren't actually ready for this big shift?
There's a real mix. So what we're seeing is shadow AI. So you've got a lot of organisations that have been slow to adopt AI, where the employees themselves are using tools like Claude and ChatGPT and Copilot to make themselves more efficient. And then you're seeing, I suppose, faster moving organisations that have got an AI policy in place and that are investing in AI. So it's either going to come top down or it's going to come bottom up, but there's no stopping it.
I mean, you say, look, the difficulty here is going to be for those graduate roles, okay? And that those sort of top tier AI roles, people are going to pay a lot of money for those individuals or those who are at the top tier of tech firms. What about those in the middle?
Yeah, the middle are really getting squeezed. And in some cases, the middle are using AI to move up the value chain a little bit more. Nobody is safe at this stage, to be honest with you. Even when you look at what's happened in Meta, like there were 6,000 open vacancies worldwide that they've put on hold, again, for the optics, in my opinion, so that when they make these cuts, those vacancies will open again, because the vacancies, the people they want to hire are AI engineers, AI prompt engineers. So we're just seeing another shift. It's just another technological shift.
But you know, people will be listening going, okay, I hear all of this, but I don't really know how to protect myself.
It's all about embracing it, I think. I think the people that are most at risk are the people that are not early adopters and are not making themselves AI and data literate. So I would say get on the bus.
Get on the bus, because the bus is at about 100 miles an hour at this point.
And it's leaving without you. So, yeah.
All right. Donal O'Donoghue, Managing Director for Sanderson Recruitment, thank you for joining us on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.